Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the Township Supervisor for Plainfield Township, Fred Lewis. How are you today, Fred?
I'm doing fine, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Glad to have you on the show to talk about a big event. It's been 150 years for Plainfield Township, and you guys are celebrating your sesquicentennial, aren't you?
We are. Yeah. It's been a long time in the making. We've been working on this and a lot of large group of people here within the community ever since December. So we're happy to see it come together here and getting ready to kick it off.
Boy, and when you guys do it, you do it right. A full week, something going on just about every day starting Saturday, June 23rd. So let's start there. What's happening there? And let's go through what's happening all week long.
Yeah, we're starting on the 23rd. We're starting with a golf outing up at Wicker Hills, Wicker Hills Golf Club, and it starts at 9 a.m. registration with a 10 a.m. shotgun start. It's a scramble tournament, and all proceeds are going to be used for the sesquicentennial celebration. Everything with the exception of things like the Wicker Hills outing and one of the events for the cornhole tournament are actually free to the community and free to people to use, and that's how we get that's how this is done.
Excellent.
Is through support of the community and the support of the local businesses.
There you go. There's the kickoff on Saturday, then Sunday, a whole day of things going on.
Right. Sunday, we've got a number of churches that are celebrating some of their anniversaries. The Assembly of God's got to celebrate the 75th anniversary.
Wow, yeah.
We've got an ice cream social going on in the afternoon at the Resource Center from 4 to 6, and they're going to be doing a historical slideshow presentation at the same time, and a horse show going on back on the fairgrounds at the Horse Barn from 9 a.m. to 6 all day long.
All right. That's Sunday, June 24th, and then, we get right into it during the week, starting with Monday the 25th.
Right. One of the things we're going to be doing during the week, starting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, is we're going to be having some live music throughout the week in the evenings. But we're going to coincide that with some of the other events that are going to be going on. Like on Monday, the fire department's going to have some interactive fun and doing some demonstration. We're going to see how well that they're good at using their hoses and being able to pick off things and kind of use it as a competition. And we're all going to see if the community can use them too and see just how hard it is to actually do the work that these guys are doing out there, because it's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah. Yeah, and now that will be on that Monday night, along with the live music, too.
That is correct. It will be. We've got live music that evening starting at 7. It's going to be going from 7 to 10. This is going to be at the gazebo in downtown. We're going to be closing off part of the street and having kind of a dancing in the street type of atmosphere going on at that time. A local band is called The Locals, is going to be performing on Monday evening. We've got another band on Wednesday evening that is going to be called Cowbell Dragons, going to be performing the same thing at the gazebo from 7 to 10. And on Thursday evening, we've got the band Limelight that's also going to be performing at the gazebo from 7 to 10. And we're going to be doing the same thing by closing off the streets and have dances and gatherings out there for anybody to come and enjoy for free.
Excellent. Well, then on that Tuesday night, another live concert. This is a big one for you.
Correct. Tuesday night, we've got a live concert at the Fairgrounds Grandstands, and we've got a country and western artist, Dwayne Spaugh, is going to be coming into the community, and he's going to be performing a show from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's all free. It's going to be at the Fairgrounds Grandstands, so we invite everybody to come on out and enjoy that. He's a great singer. If you've seen any of his or listened to any of his music, you guys have been playing it on KJC, so that'll be a good time. And we've also got a horse show going on at that time back out at the Horse Arena from 6 until 10.
Yeah, and then as you mentioned on Wednesday, the Cowbell Dragon Group at the gazebo, but there's a couple other things going on that Wednesday night.
Right. Well, one of the things in the afternoon we've got going on is the Rock and Roll Reading Show. There's always programs going on put on by the Iosco-Aranac Regional Library, and that's one of the programs that's going on that week. It's going to be held here in Plainfield Township, and it's a Rock and Roll Reading Show being held at the Resource Center in downtown. And that evening we've also got a night movie going on at the Resource Center in the Township Hall. It'll be going on from 8 p.m. to midnight, and it's an indoor event. In addition to the dancing in the streets with the live music for Cowbell Dragons at the gazebo from 7 to 10.
Fred, a lot of things happening in the first part of the week. We'll be having you back on the show to talk about Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events. But if they need more information about what's going to be happening all week long, how do they do that?
Go on our Facebook site. Everything's on there. The individual events have additional items that are on it. We're going to also be posting it on Facebook and having updates on that as we go through the week. So feel free to get on there and take a look at that. And you can give us a call anytime you want, but that's where you're going to get it on social media.
Very good. Plainfield Township 150TH to find out more about the sesquicentennial for Plainfield Township. Township Supervisor Fred Lewis. Fred, been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll look forward to seeing you out at all the big events.
I thank you very much, Kevin. Same here.